So tonight we'll continue with our readings from Gopal Champu. This is an adaptation of the chapter 7 called Infant Pastimes of Krishna. And I chose these little excerpts to help somebody, anybody, who would like to love Krishna as their child. Because Srila Prabhupada explains that if we learn to love Krishna, we make Him the object of our affection, then all the relationships that are very binding and complicated and entangling in this world, they will no longer have any power of control over us. Because Krishna, the relationship with Krishna, never breaks. And it is full of sweetness. So please hear. If a person's intelligence is always eager for pure devotion to the Lord, then the Lord approaches him and his wealth increases. Please hear now about the infant pastimes of Sri Krishna in Gokul. Yesterday night we heard about the killing of Putana. And this morning we heard how Shakatasura and Trinavarta also came to Gokul and also created incredible anxiety for Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj when they found that Krishna had been stolen away by a hideous demon. And so after the killing of Trinavarta, after this incident, the village elders in Gokul met together and they decided that Gokul had become very dangerous due to the presence of so many demons. And thus, they advised Nanda Baba that he should hide both Krishna and Balaram inside the house and not allow them to go outside and play. The women, along with Yasoda, who was filled with anxiety because of these incidents, took great care to protect Krishna and engage him in playing with many toys. So they spent all their time playing with him to keep him satisfied inside. Many young girls, as well as many young infants, came to the house to see the fun. They would show Krishna different kinds of toys, and then they would make him play with them, along with Balaram. And in this way, for many days, they protected the two boys inside the house. Krishna continued to grow. He enjoyed showing his strength by standing up. He would get up on his little legs and he would stand there and look very strong. And then he would raise his arms and he would walk around and he would laugh. But when he fell over, he would cry. To test his strength and his intelligence, the ladies would order him to bring them things. Sometimes he would bring the item, and sometimes he would just look at it. And at other times, he would look at the object, and then he would agree to carry it. But when he would try to lift it up, it was too heavy. And then he would sit down and cry. Seeing this gave his mother incredible happiness. When he cried, seeing the reflection of the moon in the butter pot, and said, "I want that." Then the elderly ladies would try to pacify him by giving him big lumps of butter. if somebody wanted to tease him, they would take some of the gold coins that he had with him. And as a joke, they would take them, and he would cry and cry and cry as if they had stolen precious jewels. But he would laugh and laugh and laugh if he could steal the jewels of others. O son of Nanda, O Balaram, we will perform arti for you. Now dance, dance, dance. And both Krishna and Balaram, when encouraged like this, would make small dancing movements, and they would keep a beat by clapping their little hands. And when the elders would laugh to see their skill or to see their clumsiness, while they were dancing, Krishna would run to his mother's lap and hide his face in her cloth. Then, giving up dancing, he would drink milk. And Balaram, in an angry mood, seeing him receiving so much attention, would run to his mother and go and drink milk from her. Then the two boys would become tired from all the play, and their mothers would gently place them on a bed to sleep. In this way, Krishna and Balaram were kept inside for some days. But Krishna wanted to play outside. So how did he manage this? He made an arrangement with his yoga maya. She made an arrangement. One day, Krishna wanted to go outside and play. And Yogamaya arranged everything by letting him become bigger, bigger, and bigger. So on that day, Mother Yasoda was nursing Krishna with motherly affection, and she was stroking his beautiful face, and he yawned. And she saw inside his tiny mouth the whole universe. Now, very soon after that, Nanda Maharaj returned, and he noticed that both the boys were playing outside. And he inquired from his wife. He said, "I have ordered that the children be confined to the house out of fear of danger. Has my order been carried out?" Yasoda replied, "It has been done, but it was useless." "Oh," said Nanda, "what is that?" Yasoda replied, "Our boy has been forbidden to wander in Vraj. But I just saw the whole universe within his mouth." Nanda Maharaj became very thoughtful and silent. Considering the odd nature of this incident and thinking carefully about his child, he said, "If this is so, it is all the desire of Lord Narayan, who protects his devotees. It is he who has produced our worries. All of this is his arrangement." From that day onwards, Krishna was allowed to play outside with his friends. When Krishna whose feet are marked with the chakra, ate dirt. Balaram and the others, who were engaged by Yasoda to prevent dangerous play, went immediately and told his mother what he had done. Coming very, very quickly to where he was sitting, she caught his two hands in her own, and she looked at him and she said, "Oh, fickle boy, why did you do this bad act?" Bowing down, he spoke in great despair to his mother and said, "Oh, mother, I didn't do anything." His mother said, "You ate some dirt." He said, "Who said I did?" Yasoda said, "All your friends have said it." He said, They stole sweets from their homes today, and they showed them to me. And then they shamelessly ate them with greed. Of course, I wouldn't eat any stolen food. But they tried to silence me by force and by trickery. They think that I will tell you what they have done. So they told you this lie about me and they started a petty quarrel." Yasoda smiled and she nodded her head and she said, "O king of pretenders, your older brother has spoken about you. Now what do you say to that?" Krishna said, "Together, they are all speaking lies." Yasoda replied, "You are a liar. Why would Baladev speak words that are untrue? He is on their side. Previously, he ate dirt, and I was going to inform you. But he spoke these lies just to make my words appear false." Catching his hands again, smiling, Yasoda said, "Did you eat dirt?" Krishna said, I told you before, they forcibly put it in my mouth." She said, "Rascal, how can I believe you?" He said, "Then all right, look in my mouth and see." His mother said with a smile and with anger, "Yes, then show me." Quickly, he opened his mouth in fear because there were still some traces of dirt in there. So he, understanding Krishna's fear, in order to solve the problem, as well as to pacify his mother's anger with a display of rasa, Yogamaya entered within his mouth and caused his mother to see the entire creation. She was astonished, and thus she began to reflect. "I can see the world all around me, but I can also see it in his mouth. In this world, there is the earth, there is Mathura, and within Mathura there is Gokul, and I am there, within Gokul, holding my child. And yet I can see all of that also within his mouth. How can this be? How has this happened?" At first, Yasoda thought that this vision was a complicated dream. And then she tried to verify the situation. She said, "I am Yasoda. Nanda is my husband. This is my son. And this is Gokul. Yet I have just seen the universe within the mouth of this small child by the powerful Maya of the Lord. May He please make my intelligence steady. Then, understanding that thinking of her son as Narayan was not at all appropriate, she again became full of maternal loving affection. And she picked up her son and held him closely to her heart, although she was showing some astonishment towards her son. But now please hear another amusing story. One day, Krishna, who gives bliss to all, heard the following attractive words. Please come and purchase my fruits. Seeing a fruit seller nearby, restless-eyed Krishna became very excited, and he looked for something to give her. With his little palms, he took a handful of grains that was there nearby, and he ran, but it quickly fell through his open fingers as he ran to her. While hurrying towards the fruit seller, the grains were falling from his small hands without his knowing. And thus, when he went to exchange, he opened his empty palms and asked for the basket of fruit. The fruit seller was watching him, and she smiled. She was totally overcome by the sweet expression on his face. She made him hold out his eager hands, and then she filled up his hands with fruit. She was enchanted by his sweetness and was completely unaware whether her basket was full or empty. Then Krishna ran and entered his house. She just stood there watching, and she didn't even know that her basket, which was made out of leaves, was now full of jewels. She just stood there. She didn't even notice the weight of the basket because she had become completely absorbed in Krishna's beauty. And she went home to get more fruit from her family members, and it was only then that she realized that her basket was full of jewels. In separation from Krishna's face, that fortunate woman began to consider that she had now been deprived of the greatest pleasure in seeing Krishna's beauty. For by seeing him, she had forgotten the whole world. Knowing that he had brought happiness to someone after great difficulty, Krishna began to dance, and he was carrying the fruit as if he was carrying treasures in his hands. He then approached his mother and showed her the fruit, which he enthusiastically bound up in the edge of his mother's cloth. "Where did you get these from?" she asked him, in broken words, like speaking to a child. "An old lady was selling these fruit and taking grains to her. She gave them to me," he replied. "Oh," his mother warned, "Oh, my child, do not trust everybody in this way, and the way that you trust your own family and your own household." Krishna replied, "I do not know anything about mistrust." After some time, the fruit seller returned. Krishna again went running to her and then had his mother distribute all her fruits to others at every opportunity. His mother blissfully distributed those fruits with trembling hands. But no matter how many fruits she gave away, she could never empty that basket of fruit. For several days, she remained puzzled and smiled, while those who tasted those fruits were astonished by their sweetness and would never forget them. I truthfully say that I do not hanker after objects which give pleasure, nor do I disdain them. But I have developed a taste to see the eternal planet of Krishna, which produces affection for Krishna, and for which Krishna has so much affection.